Biotech stocks are one of the market's hottest sectors, capable of rising dramatically on good news and cratering on bad.
Bad news, Captain. We've only got one bullet.
What's the good news?
We've got one bullet.
Kyle Dennis and his colleagues at Biotech Breakouts are always on the lookout for catalysts that could make a stock move.
Don't blink. They are fast, faster than you could believe.
And now they join us to discuss one issue that's got the right look.
This is a perfect example of why you're in management and I'm not.
It's now on Moneyline.
That's right. Kyle Dennis joins us with the Biotech Breakout of the Week. Kyle is founder and co-director of biotechbreakouts.com. And if you want more information on any of the stuff that we're talking about here, that's where you're going to go. It is, of course, part of the Raging Bull community. That's RagingBull.com. And Kyle is on Twitter. He's at Kyle W. Dennis. But right now, he's back on Money Life. Kyle, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Chuck.
Your biotech breakout of the week is...
Exelixis.
Exelixis. It is ticker symbol EXEL. This is some sort of a cancer company. That's about as much as I know about it. What do you know about it that has you saying this stock is poised to break out?
Well, it's funny. I usually focus on stocks that are pretty small in nature. This one's actually a bigger one. This one is an $8 billion company on the market cap. And also quite different than the other companies that we usually look at. This one actually has an approved product and makes money. They make about $150 million a year, and they sell about $410 million or so in their drug that they've already have approved by the FDA. So it's a company that actually has some legitimate traction in the marketplace in the biotech. Plus, they have what's called a really developed clinical pipeline. They have a bunch of drugs that they're looking to develop, mostly in the cancer sector, and they've actually found some success, obviously, because they have sales in that sector with getting stuff approved and then selling it to patients, hospitals, et cetera. So the reason why this one came across my radar is because they have a couple things coming up in early 2017. The first thing is they have a late-stage phase 3 trial for a cancer drug, which is called Celestial, or XL184. And they'll be having that data released at the ASCO conference on January the 19th. So I like that set date. And right after that, in February, they have an FDA approval date for a different drug for first-line renal cell carcinoma. So that one, they've already had the late-stage phase 3 data come out. It was very positive. That came out in September. This one, on February 15th, they'll be in front of the FDA for an approval for that one. So they have two really late-stage important drugs coming up in early 2018. And going into December is usually a sweet spot for biotechs to get those nice run-ups as well.
You always talk about how you like the specific date on this. That date, as you point out, middle of January. So for you, do you look to get in now on this stock, or do you wait until you're closer to a month? When you have that specific date, how much time do you want to give yourself? And when does a catalyst start to pay off? You know, we say that you are a catalyst and an event-driven trader, but we know the date for the catalyst. We know that you typically don't hold through the date. What is the general timing that you're going to want when you have that ironclad date?
So it's a combination of two things. The first thing I always try to do is look for the specific date and try to do the research about typically what I want to do is 6 weeks prior. And then what I found is if I start doing the research 6 weeks prior and I buy it with about 4 weeks in advance, then I can be in the trade for 3 to 4 weeks. Typically is really my goal in general, to be in there for 3 to 4 weeks. And that statistically is what has given me the best results. And what I like to do also is go over to the technicals. So we kind of have a bit of a fundamentals with the catalyst, and then trying to time the entry with the technicals. So I take a look at the chart, where it might be at the best support line or where resistance might be for upside targets. And so I try to time my entry the best I possibly can with the 4 weeks in mind ahead of the catalyst event and the best possible chart set up. So sometimes I'll buy a little bit early. Sometimes I'll wait a little bit, just depending on how the chart is. But I'm always trying to really be looking at it about a month in advance.
Now, the other side that becomes interesting is that you are catalyst and event driven, and you're using technical analysis. There would be fundamental analysts who would look at Exelixis, ticker EXEL, and they would say, you know, hey, this is a stock that has risen dramatically over the last couple of years, and it's actually trading somewhat close to what the fair value estimate is. That's, of course, a fundamental measure. For you, does fundamental and like, hey, if it's trading close to its fair value now, but it's got a catalyst, does that ever enter into it? Or for you, it is, nope, it's catalyst and technicals.
This one's a little bit of a different one because I think that the fundamentals do come into play a lot more, just like you're saying, when it's a bigger company and they're making sales, because then not only is the catalyst events that are upcoming important, but it's also maybe even more important what they're doing from their sales standpoint and if their stock is reflecting the correct valuation. But what's hard about these companies, even when they are making sales, is you have to be forward looking because that's what the market's always doing. You have to look at the phase 3 trial results and the FDA approvals. What could that mean in terms of the company's future? So as we look at this right now, the PE on this is 55, which is pretty darn high. That's way above the market average. But the future for this company is going to grow very, very quickly. So if you look at other metrics like the PEG ratio, it's actually pretty standard. It's a normal one of 1.19. So I think the fundamentals in this case are justified. Plus, they have the upside of the actual catalyst as well. And personally speaking, I think that it could be like a nice tuckaway piece for a bigger company, maybe Bristol-Myers Squibb, to buy them out and put this company's portfolio of cancer drugs, some that are approved and some aren't, into their own and be able to sell it much better than this company can alone.
What is it going to take for you to actually get in on this stock?
So I actually like the chart as it is right now. I think that it's a great value under 28. It's in a nice upward sloping channel right now, and it's at the bottom end of that upward sloping channel. So they just recently had some good news come out, which caused a gap up in the stock and a 52-week high of $32 per share. It's about 28 right now. So I think in the next month, we could maybe get a $4 move out of it. So I'd like to see maybe a buy under 28 and a goal of around 32, which is the 52-week highs.
And a stop loss where?
A stop loss around 25.50, which would indicate a breakdown of that upward channel. The lower you can get it, below 28, the better. I would ideally like to pick it up closer to 27 or 26.50. The best I can get lower to the end of that channel, the better for me.
It's Exelixis, E-X-E-L, the biotech breakout of the week here on Money Life from Kyle Dennis. Kyle, thanks as always.
Thanks, Chuck.
Kyle Dennis, everybody. He is co-founder and director of Biotech Breakouts, which you can learn more about at biotechbreakouts.com. Part of the Raging Bull community, that's RagingBull.com. And don't forget to follow Kyle on Twitter, where he's at Kyle W. Dennis. Again, the stock, Exelixis, E-X-E-L, currently trading just above 28. Kyle looking for it to dip below that and then get back towards the 52-week high, which was 32.50, with the stop loss in that 25.50 range. All right, this was a great way to start the Monday, December 4th edition of Money Life. Up next, our big interview with Scott Sacknoff, Chief Executive Officer of the Serenity Shares ETFs. And then later, Jack Bowers from the Fidelity Monitor and Insight newsletter. Stay tuned. We're living the money life, and we'll be back in just a moment.